A husband forgot his and his wife's wedding anniversary. Understandably, she was very upset and he felt chagrin. So he said to his wife, "Honey, I'm sorry, but I'll make it up to you." And she said, "And just how do you propose to do that?" And he thought for a while. And then he said, "I'll tell you what, Christmas is on the way. I will buy you for Christmas anything you want. I don't care what it is. I don't care how much it costs. Whatever you want, I'll buy it for you." So he said, "What would you like to have?" And she said, "I would like to have something that will go from 0 to 200 in 6 seconds. 0 to 200 in 6 seconds. Christmas Day arrived. The husband greeted his wife. "Merry Christmas, honey," he said, "and your Christmas present is in the garage." She leaped out of the chair, clapped her hands, great joy and anticipation in her. She raced to the garage door, kicked it open, stepped into the garage, and there it was, right before her very eyes, a brand new, black, shiny, chrome-plated bathroom scale. I don't think I have to tell you he was still in trouble. I guess it's true we guys sometimes don't place enough focus and emphasis on the importance of things like anniversaries. We are now preparing for Christmas, a celebration of the birth of Jesus. It's Jesus's birthday, and we're going to celebrate that birthday. Highly appropriate to do so. Sing happy birthday to him. It's the celebration, as you well know, of the birthday of Christ. It is also a celebration. It is also a celebration of an anniversary. It is the anniversary of the coming of God to save his people from their sins. God became man. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, became united to us, humanity. We call this the theistic union, or the incarnation, or if you will, Christmas Day. And it sometimes raises this question: why did Jesus have to die and suffer for our sin? He's God. He didn't sin. We do. Did you ever wonder about this? Why wasn't some human being, one of we sinners, other than Jesus, designated to atone for sin of humanity rather than Jesus? When you come to understand the answer to that question, it can bring you great personal benefit. God is the supreme being. Keep that in mind for just a moment, and let me share this thought with you. The greater dignity of a human being, the greater the offense against that human being. For example, let's suppose after Mass this morning, I'm greeting the parishioners as they come out of the parish, and a young family walks up to me, mom, dad, little boy. I reach over and I mush the little boy's hair. They're going to look upon that as an act of affection. Mom will laugh, dad will laugh, the little boy might even giggle. Now let's go a little different. Suppose instead of the little boy, I reach up and mush mom's hair. That's a greater offense. She's not going to like that. Dad's going to be insulted. The little boy probably won't laugh, because the greater dignity of mom, the greater the offense, even though it's the same action. Another example. Instead, I'm downtown Orlando. An Orlando policeman is writing a traffic ticket or taking care of some emergency, and I walk up to him and muss up his hair. I'll be arrested for assault. I could pay a fine. I'll probably go to jail, because the dignity, the position of a police officer enforcing the law is even greater. My last example of this silly analogy. There's a political rally downtown. The Vice President of the United States is speaking to the crowd. Let's pretend like I'm there in a front seat. And he walks close to me and I stand up and muss up his hair. I could be shot dead on the spot. I'd be arrested, at least. I'd be in prison, I'd be fined. because of the dignity of the vice president. The greater the dignity of someone offended, the greater the offense. God is the supreme being who was offended by humans' sin. There is no human being on the planet, that never has been and there never will be, sufficiently worthy to atone for that sin. So Jesus Christ became man. Jesus Christ is God. He became man to bring to you and to me salvation. If Jesus Christ is God, doesn't it follow that if he didn't want to accept that suffering and death, he certainly did not have to? He's God. So the question might now be, why did he do that? Why did he volunteer? And the answer can only be one answer. He loves you and me. He loves you. Now, if Jesus Christ loves you and Jesus Christ is God, think about this. When someone is in love, what do they want for the person they're in love with? They want that person to be happy and successful. Jesus Christ loves you, obviously. So he wants you to be happy and successful, and he's God. Now, if he's God, if he loves you, if he wants you to be happy and successful, and he does, doesn't it stand to reason that you really have very, very little to worry about in life? There's no reason for you to be afraid. There's no reason for you to be disappointed, discouraged, despondent. There's no reason for you to experience worry or anxiety, because God is with you. God loves you. God wants you to be happy and successful. God is taking care of you. God has taken care of you all of your life. And God will continue to take care of you the rest of your life. And that anniversary is the message of Christmas.